92.9 The Bull. Today with me, I am joined by Braden King, another phenomenal country artist from right here in Saskatchewan. Braden, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be back.
So we were just talking before we hit the record button that you're from Saskatchewan, but you're living in Lethbridge now. Is there a difference in winter conditions and weather from here to southern Alberta?
Yeah, big time. They have like these things called Chinooks that blow through with the wind. So like the cold wind is just not my favorite thing in the world. It's, you know, winter in Canada anywhere is always going to be not the best. But yeah, it sucks that it's so cold, except there's no snow either. It just blows away.
Nobody likes the wind. Nobody likes the cold, let alone mixing the both together. In Saskatoon tonight for a big concert at Egg Bag Drag. Have you ever been to Egg Bag Drag?
Never been, never played, but I was at a family reunion like a couple weeks ago, and I had like a 60-year-old uncle tell me, he's like, I went in the 70s, and I'm like, whoa, this is, I'm learning more and more how big of a deal this is, so it's crazy.
Man, it's been around forever. I got a couple buddies myself that have only been in university for a couple years, and they treat that as, you know, that is huge to them, so It sounds like it's going to be a phenomenal show. You're opening up for Washboard Union. Have you ever performed with them, been around them before, or is this also a first for you?
It is a first, yeah. Like, we've met in passing very, very quickly at some of the award shows and everything, but it'll be the first show we've done together, and I'm extremely stoked. They are phenomenal.
So, a first for everything, opening for Washboard Union, Egg Bag Drag. How excited are you for this event?
I've been so stoked ever since we got booked on it. You know, I couldn't wait to announce it. I couldn't wait to just get here and experience it for myself, because our shows in Saskatoon have been incredible so far, but this will be by far the biggest thing we've done in Saskatoon. So I'm just so grateful.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously you got lots of concerts and performing, but when you're in your home province of Saskatchewan, whether it's, you know, down in Weyburn, Regina, or Saskatoon, does it just mean that much more when you get to perform at home?
It totally does, and there's a lot more familiar faces in the crowd, which is so cool. Seeing friends from high school that are living in Saskatoon now, or when we play in Regina, they're always so supportive. They all come out, they're front row, they're screaming. It always feels like home anywhere in Saskatchewan. It's the best.
You got a new song out, Tequila and Me. Just tell me a little bit about this song. I listened to it, and it's phenomenal. I'm in love with it. It's great.
Well, so I'm down in Los Angeles, right, last year, and I was meeting up with some friends of mine, and they brought out this big bottle of tequila to celebrate the boys all back together, right? And we start taking shots, and we start doing all these toasts and everything like that. And then we go out to a club, and I don't remember anything after that. I wake up under a tree in Los Angeles, and standing over top of me is a Los Angeles police officer, and they're like, you are in a terrible part of town. We got to get you out of here. And they throw me in the back of the car. Little did I know, while this was happening, my friends were also getting thrown in the back of a car because they were somewhere else also in bad shape. So we're in two separate cars, and my friend doesn't remember much from that night. And we blame it all on Tequila and Me.
So, and when you say that this song is based on a true story, every aspect of the song happened?
100%. I wrote the thing in less than 10 minutes because it all happened. It was just kind of putting a puzzle piece together. And I thought it was the stupidest thing in the world. But once I kind of fleshed out the song and showed it to a couple people, they're like, I think you might have something here.
That is fantastic. So is that going to be the last time you touch a bottle of tequila then?
Oh, man. Yeah. Until tonight, probably. You know, I'm just a bit more cautious. And I might not be going back to Los Angeles anytime soon. I don't know. It's probably a me thing. I blame myself.
Again, congratulations on that song. Anyone attending Egg Bag Drag, can they be looking forward to hearing that performed tonight?
100%. We're going to be singing it loud and proud, and I hope you're singing along with us.
That is great to hear. Do you got any other big projects in the works for the upcoming future?
100%. We got lots of new music coming out in the new year and so many tour dates. I'm so, so excited to get announcing what we're doing in the new year, because it's just extremely exciting stuff. It just keeps on going. We're not slowing down.
Oh, you couldn't say it any better. A big year already, and it's only going to get bigger into the new year. Opening for Washboard Union tonight. Braden, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck. Have fun at Egg Bag Drag.
Thank you so much. We'll see you guys there.